A top Republican says no deal on tax cuts.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, good morning, I'm Bill Radke. The political fight over extending the Bush tax cuts is getting more interesting. President Obama wants to let the cuts expire for households making more than $250,000 a year. Over the weekend, House Republican leader John Boehner said he would go for that if he had no other choice. But now Boehner's counterpart in the Senate says no way. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall Genzer joins us now live from Washington. Good morning, Nancy.
Good morning.
What happened to the Boehner compromise?
Well, Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell is singing a very different tune. He's introduced legislation that leaves no room for compromise. It would keep the tax cuts in place for everyone indefinitely, including the richest Americans. And McConnell says no one should get a tax hike in these tough economic times. And he says some Democrats agree with him.
There's a growing chorus of Democrats, including at least five right here in the Senate, are coming around on this issue.
So where does this leave us then, Nancy?
Well, there are 41 Republicans in the Senate. They could block any bill on lifting the tax cuts with a filibuster, but it's not clear that all 41 would support that. Now, if Congress does nothing, Bill, the tax cuts will expire automatically at the end of this year. And President Obama is continuing to try to rally support for his point of view, which is that the tax cuts would only expire for about 3% of the population, and that would save the federal government about $700 billion.
Interesting. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall Genzer in Washington, D.C. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Airplanes, we know, are big polluters. Regulating that pollution, though, is a worldwide conundrum. The United Nations is about to consider a global standard for airline carbon emissions. Marketplace's Eve Tro reports American trade groups are pushing for a standard that's less tough than the one coming out of Europe.
Unlike, say, a bricks-and-mortar factory, airplanes pollute while circling the globe. Steve Lott is with the International Air Transport Association. He says that's why it's best to regulate planes globally. Regional systems would just compound penalties.
You could have one flight going from the U.S. to London to Sydney, and that one flight would be taxed three times for a single amount of emissions.
But efforts to set a global standard have taxied on the runway for more than a decade. So the European Union took off with its own system. By 2012, any airline landing at an EU airport will pay for emissions over a certain limit. Lott says that could cost airlines up to $3 billion a year. So
it would be less costly to avoid Europe and travel through another international hub to get to their destination.
Lott says the U.S. is determined not to let Europe set the standards for the world. But EU officials say emission standards have to start somewhere. I'm Eve Tro for Marketplace.
Now let's do the numbers. No particular direction for stocks this morning. Asian markets were mostly higher today. European shares are slightly lower. On Wall Street, the September rally continued yesterday. There have been signs the U.S. economy is stabilizing. In fact, at an economic summit in Montana yesterday, some business celebrities like investor Warren Buffett, and Microsoft CEO Steve Ballmer, General Electric chief Jeff Immelt, they all said the U.S. is on the road to recovery. The Dow Industrials added 81 points yesterday, about 0.8 of a percent, to close at 10,554.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Constant Contact, helping small businesses and nonprofits make sense of social media. You can learn more at constantcontact.com/social media. By Ally Bank, committed to customer service with the option to reach a human being at any time at 877-247-ALLY by pressing 0. And by the new Rosetta Stone, introducing their latest advancement in language learning, version 4 Totali. Information at rosettastone.com/APM.
The tea trade in India has really not changed much in 150 years since British colonials started cultivating it there. But changes are brewing, as Raymond Thibodeau reports from Darjeeling in the Indian state of West Bengal.
Workers pluck fresh shoots off tea bushes in the morning mist of Darjeeling. This is the capital of India's tea industry. But the small-scale farmers and laborers rank among India's poorest. So now they're trying to earn a better living by producing their own organic tea. Some 300 of them have formed a cooperative called Organic Ekta. Its organic, fair trade tea brings higher prices from buyers, says co-op member Bandana Rai. Bandana says she's more than tripled her income. She used the extra money to build a new kitchen and enroll her two sons in better schools. Organic Ekta was launched about 3 years ago with the help of Portland-based NGO Mercy Corps and Tazo, the tea arm of Starbucks.
It has given new hope for now and for the future.
Raja Banerjee is a fourth-generation tea estate owner. He's one of Organic Ekta's main buyers. He says Darjeeling's $1.5 billion a year tea industry has been in decline for years, and that Organic Ekta and other similar tea cooperatives are a good thing. He's already started offering shares of his Makabari tea estates to his employees, essentially making them partners.
To get people to be self-respecting grassroots entrepreneurs is the only way out. And if it's your own cow, you know how best to milk it.
Still, some analysts question whether cooperatives such as Organic Ekta can survive without backers such as Tazo and Mercy Corps. Bigger tea estate owners say organic teas have much smaller yields and are expensive to produce. But Ruben Prabhan, a Mercy Corps director in Darjeeling, disagrees.
The tea industry needed a reform. We all believe in Organic Ekta that this is the change that the Darjeeling tea industry needed, and this could be the future of Darjeeling tea.
Prabhan says one day tea associations could own their own factories to process and package their teas and make even better profits from the tea headed for the shelves of a supermarket near you. In Darjeeling, I'm Raymond Thibodeau for Marketplace.
And staying with the food industry, the Hershey Company is asking a federal judge to decide whether its iPhone application to make virtual chocolate milk violates another company's copyright. That's right, because a Nevada software developer has already developed a virtual chocolate milk making iPhone app. I believe this is what preceded the fall of Rome. This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Bill Radke.
American Public Media.
Hey there, I'm Bridget, co-host of Million Bazillion, Marketplace's podcast for kids about money. I want to tell you about our email newsletter course, Million Bazillion Academy. In this new and improved course, we'll help your kids learn about crypto, credit cards, and inflation in just 6 weeks. Each lesson comes with a podcast episode, a fun cartoon, discussion questions, and an activity that lets kids apply what they're learning in the real world. You can start at any time and work at your own pace. Sign up today at marketplace.org/academy.